USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he is wanted over the publication of hundreds of thousands of classified military documents and diplomatic cables. The deportation was approved Friday by UK officials. However, a number of appeal routes remain open to Assange, who has 14 days to appeal the decision. Extradition could take place in 28 days. President Biden will announce several new initiatives Friday morning as he hosts the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate. 23 of the world's largest economies will be represented at the virtual meeting, as well as other countries participating in climate pledges. Father's Day is this Sunday. It's also President Biden's new holiday, Juneteenth. It's a celebration as a national holiday on Monday. President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation back in 1863. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The federal government jumps into the speech regulation business in America.
Vice President Kamala Harris and administration officials launched a task force dedicated to fighting online harassment and abuse.
For the first time, cyber exploitation victims can sue their abusers in federal civil court. This is progress.
The task force will address several issues, including prevention of online abuse and services for people who are targeted. It is scheduled to issue recommendations for the federal government and private companies in 180 days. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
3 people were shot, 2 fatally, inside of Vestavia Hills, Alabama church on Thursday evening. Police are reporting a suspect was taken into custody. Kelly Hedlow, a spokesperson from the church.
We are praying for healing and safety for all of those that have been impacted and affected.
USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Soft-on-crime DAs elected to office for the last few years have proven to be disastrous for the American people. The man accused of killing 2 El Monte, California police officers this week had a rap sheet going back to 2009. On Monday, Justin Flores' girlfriend called police for an assault accusation. He was not arrested. Then on Tuesday, he murdered 2 police officers in an ambush. Attorney Kurt Schlichter on Fox News Friday morning.
Look at that resume. That guy should have been making big rocks into little rocks into the foreseeable future. But instead, because of Gascon's policies, he's on the street. He murders Officer Santana. He murders Officer Paredes. Now, look at that family. Look at the devastation he's caused to those people and their community. But that's not it. Those are not the only victims. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of such victims in Los Angeles, victims of his leftist policy of blaming the citizens instead of the criminals. This is disgraceful. We need to get rid of this bum.
Globally, more than 55 million people have dementia, with 10 million new cases diagnosed every year. Vitamin D is a hormone precursor that is increasingly recognized for widespread effects, including brain health. A study from the University of South Australia shows a direct link between dementia and a lack of vitamin D. The report says in some populations, as much as 17% of dementia cases might be prevented by increasing everyone to normal levels of vitamin D. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.